Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Would you like to finish your question?
Oh, I was just going to say, when you were living in New York, did you ever experience Rockefeller Center ice skating?
Oh, yeah. I was a clinger onto the side. Yeah. I was a stage five clinger to the side of the wall. I have videos. I have evidence of me falling on my butt. I was not a cute ice skater. And it's not as fun as Buddy the Elf makes it look.
No. I don't think so.
Legitimately, you're done with it after about 10 minutes. I mean, you have to buy like 1 hour increments, but you put those things on, which is a hassle to begin with, finding the right skates and then fighting with New Yorkers for space on the bench to put your stuff on. And then when you get out there, you're 10 minutes in, you're like, okay, I'm done.
Yes. I've seen all I need to see.
It's $40 for 10 minutes.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Megan Thee Stallion says that even though Tory Lanez is behind bars, he's still making her life miserable because apparently he's paying people to harass her from prison. So right now he's serving a 10-year sentence for shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot. But she is seeking a restraining order and saying that he's paying a bunch of online bloggers to spread defamatory statements about her. She's already sued one person, a woman named Elizabeth Cooper. And Megan says that prison phone logs and his financial records prove that Tory was paying her to stay on her case and basically just did a bunch of psychological warfare to make her life miserable and estrange her from her friends. So she wants the court to bar him from harassing her either directly or through third parties. Pretty wild.
I think this is the first time I ever heard somebody have to get a restraining order on somebody that's already in prison. Like, I mean, right. What is this man doing from behind there that she had to go through this?
Yeah. But wouldn't that be, since he is behind bars, like, of course they record all telephone correspondence. And then they're also monitoring anything that mail that's coming in and out. Like, wouldn't it be easy to track where this is coming from, you would think? Like, how is he getting that out there for her to be harassed?
That's why it's odd to me, because you're right. They track everything. So you think it'd be easy to make sure that he has no way, but I don't know how he's creating albums. I don't know how he's keeping in touch with people on the outside. He's finding a way.
I think he's probably using AI for the albums because it sounds so, like the AI that we've heard of other artists, it sounds so legit that I think he's probably like, well, if I don't have to do any work and I don't have the actual recording equipment, why not just put out these absolute bangers and take the credit for it? All right, people are shocked at how J-Lo is responding to this odd question an interviewer gave her pretty recently.
It's so cringe.
It's a little cringe. And I think J-Lo has gotten kind of a rep of being a diva. Like, that is what I have heard. I have never met J-Lo. I do not know her personally. Kristen says that she's absolutely lovely human. I have heard through the grapevine that she is a little bit of a diva. So when this interviewer talked about how her movie Selena is about to turn 30 years old in 2027, he said something along the lines of, he goes, well, you'll be 60 by then, getting up there. And then people in the audience were like, oh, you just called J-Lo old. Yeah. What?
Getting up there is terrible.
That is so rude.
You better have like a personal relationship or something in which you have interviewed them a couple of times so they feel safe. Like if Justin Bieber came in here, he's been in here enough that we could give each other crap like that. I would also say like Usher has had a good enough attitude with us now that if he comes in here, I could throw sort of a playful insult at him. But if this is the first time they've ever talked and he tried that, that shouldn't have gone well.
And surprisingly, it didn't go horribly. The media training really showed through because she told the crowd, I want to say thank you, you guys. We've been doing this a long time together. What a journey this has been. I honestly feel that the best is yet to come. So she brushed it off really, really well.
Her face didn't, though.
No.
Yeah.
When you watch it, go down, because I watched the interview, and it's just the cameras on her, and then the guy who's asking the questions is off camera. Of course, it was a dude that says this. And when he was like, you know, complimenting, like, you know, because it is a testament to how long she's been doing this, right? And how long she's been in the industry. And then he was like, yeah, you'll be 60. You're really getting up. You're like, you're getting up there. And her face was just kind of like...
resting insult face?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, so you can kind of read it on her face. And then, but then after that, even though her face read it, she did not say, she took it with a tremendous amount of grace.
It is funny that we use old, and in this context, it definitely wasn't an insult, but like, you know, if you're going to call somebody old, it's definitely not seen as a compliment, but it should be, because she has been doing this for so long and has been an A-lister for decades. The fact that like getting up there really shouldn't be, even though I know why we see it in a negative light, like the fact that she has had this longevity and the fact that she, quote unquote, is getting up there should be a testament to her talent.
So I've said this a million times to you guys also. It's just that you can ask anybody any question. You just have to structure it in a way that's not insulting. Like, that could have been a very legitimate question. Like, you know, I don't know. In the celebrity world, you hear sometimes a lot of women say that there's ageism and there's discrimination with women as you get older. Are you feeling that? Which would be way more like palpable than saying something stupid like that.
See, you and J-Lo had the same media training. You guys get the same, read the same book. All right, Disney is cutting out a controversial storyline in an upcoming Pixar movie, saying they think it's better for parents to explain it on their own timeline. I'll tell you what it is on your next eBuzz on The Bird Show.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, so I was inspired by the grandma that we played the other day, who is estranged from her daughter and was telling other grandparents, hey, if you're estranged from your kids, from your...
Are you okay? What's going on?
Oh, I'm being talked to in my ear. Sorry.
While you're talking.
Yeah.
That's kind of bad time.
Okay. You should probably talk to a mental health professional about that.
You sure? Yeah. I was
if you're hearing voices.
You sure somebody in the other studio
is having a breakdown?
It oddly sounded a lot like Katie. So I don't think it was in my head. All right. So I was inspired by the grandma that we played the other day. She's estranged from her kids, and she was going off about how, hey, if you're estranged from your kids and they're not allowing you to see your grandkids, go see them anyway. Go show up at the Christmas plays. Go show up at the Christmas program. Sit in the back, whatever. You go see them because you deserve it. You deserve to have a relationship with your grandkids. And I was over here thinking, like, all right, meemaw, like, there's a reason why you don't have a relationship with your grandkids, right? Like, you did something to cause your kids to set up these boundaries to... But she was very much, in my opinion, playing the victim, all right? Like, even her Instagram handle was like, it just screamed... to me, screamed narcissist, in that I'm making this all about me. I'm not taking accountability for everything I did. However, there she was on social media, on Instagram, lamenting that her kids don't respect her, don't love her, have kicked her out, but she's still going to do what she can to be a part of her grandkids' lives. So for my Bird Show listeners, what I wanted from you is... and we've talked a lot about estrangements on this show, especially Bert. He's very, very familiar with estrangement situations in the family. So if you have an estrangement, but you are sitting back and you're watching the parent that you have created boundaries with paint this picture online that is so false, so untrue. They're over there making themselves look like the saint and making you over here look like the devil, when you know full well what your parent did, but you're not going to be, you're not about to be the petty person and go on Facebook and expose all the family's dirty secrets. Do it here right now. We will change your name. We will put you on the force disguiser. 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. You can come on here and defend your honor. You can be like, Moms is on Facebook saying XYZ, but here's why I have chosen to excommunicate her from my life.
Does this have to just be about family, or can it be any situation where you don't feel like you had your chance to like tell your side?
I was focused on family because of grandmama, but yeah, whatever. Yeah, if you need to get that off your chest, if you want to defend yourself, by all means.
Here is Taylor taking you up on your offer. Hey, Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What is being said about you, and what do you want to say that others don't know? Now is your chance.
So I, years ago in college, I was hanging out with a bunch of girls, and I had gotten arrested for shoplifting, but I was not shoplifting. One of my friends shoved over $350 worth of stuff in my bag, and when we walked out, I got guilty by association because it was my bag.
Oh, girl.
No, and you had
friends at all.
Yeah, right. And you had no idea the stuff was even in there, but
no,
everybody's saying,
like, sorry.
And everybody's like, oh, Taylor, I can't believe she would shoplift. She just
everybody,
doesn't seem like...
Oh, I was man. Scarlet in the family. My parents had to bail me out. My dad didn't talk to me for a month. And to this day, I'm still the butt of the joke for the family.
Oh, damn, my God. Sorry.
Wow.
I'm
so sorry.
I'm here to tell everybody I did not do it.
Okay.
I didn't do it.
Guess what, Taylor?
Oh my gosh, I did not do it.
Taylor. We believe you, girl.
Good for you.
For
and
yourself.
America believes you.
Yes. Yes. All right, here is Regina. Good morning, Regina. You are on The Bert Show. You just need to finally tell your side of the story.
Yes, good morning. Okay. So my decision to, I cut off my parents, and it was not an easy decision. It was a culmination of things over years. Emotional turmoil, they're toxic, and basically betrayed me. But now they're like playing the victim online, and they think that I'm in the wrong and they're right. But growing up, I had to be perfect to get their approval, right? My father was emotionally distant. He was critical. Mom was passive aggressive. She would pretend to care, but then she would always like make me question my worth too.
Mm-hmm.
Like she'd give me love, but then also give me like harsh words and be manipulative. It was like never just giving me love. So I learned I couldn't be vulnerable around her because if I would get ignored, it'd be used against me. But anyway, so I entered my 20s. I became more independent, and it's when it kind of like the beginning of the end. I moved away to college and I started my career in a different city, and they were not happy for me. They made me feel guilty. And they criticized me after, moving away and being upset that I moved away. They were upset that I didn't settle down fast enough, and dad didn't like my career choices, and I was selfish and I was ungrateful. And it gets worse. a couple years ago, I started
The Bert Show. Funny.
I started a serious relationship, and they disapproved, not because anything was wrong with my boyfriend, but because they wanted to just control who I was with. And they would make passive-aggressive comments. They would belittle him.
Okay,
and
so
the real breaking point.
Hey, Regina here. Just for the interest of time here, what is the one thing you want people to know about this situation that they don't know?
Okay, so we were at a family gathering, and my mom said in front of everyone, in front of my boyfriend, well, maybe if you lost a few pounds, you would find someone who actually loves you.
Oh. Okay, there we go.
Yep.
And that's what nobody knows. So that's why the estrangement started?
Yeah, my dad said nothing. I realized they didn't respect my choices, my happiness, and I tried to talk to them about it. And they just dismissed me and said I was dramatic. So I decided to cut them off.
Yeah.
At least
yep.
for now. You know, like I can't have that anymore.
There is always two sides of a story, which I think Kristen was trying to prove here, is that when you see the person that cuts off is always the one that is getting daggers thrown at them because how could they do that? But most people don't know what brought them to that very difficult decision.
And so often people are like, you only have one mom, you only have one dad. How could you do that to them? People need to recognize I didn't do that to them. They did it to themselves.
Bingo. It's Bert Show.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's a couple of terms for it, but the one that stuck with me was submarining. When you get ghosted by somebody and they go away, right? And then months later, out of nowhere, they come to surface again and they start texting you out of nowhere after they ghosted you?
Beep, beep. Yep, that's what happened to me. Is a little submarine just decided to peek his little head up and say, hey, you still desperate? You still out there? Yes, I still am. Because a man who ghosted me 6 months ago to the day has finally returned to my life. We like to call these guys boomerangs because they always come back. Mm-hmm. And a man boomeranged his way into my phone the other day.
I mean, a ghost should be, that goes on your permanent record. When they stop talking to you, there shouldn't be any bounce back from that, right? That's pretty arrogant.
Yeah, 100%. I think it is so rude. Well, it's either rude to think like, oh, I forgot about this girl. Let me see if she's still interested. But also in the way that this person came back into my phone, I almost just wonder if he's stupid, because I was on the dating apps just minding my own business, again, searching for my soulmate. And all of a sudden I get a ping like from a man who ghosted me on a different dating app 6 months ago.
Lies.
Lies. I was like, you do not remember me? You have my phone number. You could have texted me. So I'm like, you either don't recognize me or you really just felt awkward about the fact that you messed up and ghosted me back in June and you're coming back through.
This happens quite a lot though, right? I've heard this tale quite a lot where I guess you're swiping so fast or I haven't been on the dating app, so I do not know. But I've heard this story before that we went out and then they forgot it was me and they swiped on me again to go out again.
The difference is we matched the first time around on Bumble, and I could see that more on Bumble because it's sort of like fast, like back and forth, left and right. But the first thing is I have the same pictures on my Bumble as I do on my Hinge. And for Hinge, which is where this person liked me, you have to like scroll through and pick a photo and like manually go, yes, I am liking that person. And he did that on a photo that was pretty deep down in my profile.
Okay, so I'm curious, when this happens, do you dismiss or do you engage?
So because I get paid to do this, I decided to engage.
Yes! Thank you. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. I'm here to serve the people.
Radio soldier, when I told you.
There was a part of me that was like so prideful because I always kind of wondered. I was like, because I had seen him on the app like a month or two ago. And I was like, what are you doing, dude? Like, you have my number. You ghosted me. And so when I saw him just like on my feed, I X'd him out because I was like, no, I don't want to. This guy's not interested. But when he liked me, I was kind of like, I just want to see what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if he like has any, like, there's no way you can't remember me because we talked for like a good bit of time. Like, was I that forgettable?
I was going to say, you don't want to believe that you're that forgettable.
I don't know. I just think I have a pretty distinct profile. Like, how many blondes?
Many.
Work,
so far, many.
No, how many blondes are in Atlanta that also work in radio that, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel like I'm that basic, or maybe I am.
I would say the radio thing sets you apart.
Okay, first of all, rude. And this man has my number. This is what
Mo can't stop laughing.
This is what it's been. We don't all look the same, Mo. this is what has really bothered me about this guy so much, because what really blew my mind about him the first time around is that I feel like you really make a big leap when you get off the apps and you get somebody's number. To me, most of the time, if I have somebody's phone number, I'm going to remember you a little bit more. It means a little bit more. So when he liked me, I was just like, what are you doing, my guy? So he pops up in my phone, and I did talk about this dude on the radio. So this was Hot Golfer from this summer.
He is very hot.
And yeah. So Hot Golfer liked me we matched on Bumble, and we had like a good conversation. And then I messed up the first time around because he had waited like a week to respond to me. So I forgot about a message he had sent about going golfing or something. And then I had asked him if he was into golf, and then I didn't hear from him for like a week. And then he was like, oh, sorry, I'm not on this app a lot. And then I gave him my number, and then he like immediately texted me. We started going back and forth, and then I just never heard from this man again. Like, I was, why get my number? Mm-hmm. Why get my number? Right. So this dude has been an enigma to me the past like 6 months, and I decided to engage, and I liked him back on Hinge, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting.
Because you are not going to make that first move.
Absolutely not. No, my pride cannot.
Good.
He has not responded. He has not said anything. He just liked me on Hinge and then just like let it fly.
What in the world?
That's super weird.
So weird.
There are a couple of things to debate here. Okay, so the question of like, why get my number? Why get my number? I will just give a little defense here, and it's not one that I even believe in. I think at the end of a date, it's uncomfortable. Like to say that, hey, you know what? This is not going to happen for me for whatever reason. People can't go that route. So they will ask you for your number thinking that's the proper thing to do because they don't want to be the bad guy to your face. They would rather just like ghost you after getting that number.
That's not how it went down though. Like we were in the apps and he said, I don't go on this app a lot. So I was like, oh, if you want to keep talking, here's my number. So if this man did not want to engage with me in any way, he could have just not texted me. Mm-hmm. Like that was the perfect app.
Right.
And he immediately texted me. It wasn't like, oh, he waited a couple days, he got horny or bored and decided to hit me up. It was like 30 minutes later, he's like, so what are you doing? And I was like, I'm doing this. What are you doing? Thinking I'm going to have a date next weekend. And then this man just ghosts. So I don't know what this dude is on, but I want to know. I'm so fascinated.
Do you think, so he did that initial like, and then you liked him back, and then he realized like you were somebody he had talked to before, and then that's why he bowed out?
Then he should have unmatched me. Just unmatched with me like an adult.
It's like he want to know things about you, but he doesn't want to actually ask.
Is there any way to like ask the guy, go, look, this is going to be the very last time we ever have a conversation. I just want some answers here that I can actually give on the radio. I want you to represent men that do this. Do you think that you'd actually get an answer out of him?
No, I'm getting wussy vibes from this man.
Yeah, don't do that.
If you hit him up and you were like, hey, be honest, did you forget that we connected on Bumble?
No, that makes me look so desperate.
Okay.
Like, I have some pride.
I have 2 cents of pride left, Kristen. Let me hold on to it, Abby.
We need to eliminate that.
Hey, The Bert Show.
So let me ask you guys a question. And I think I knew how to answer this while it was happening, but I'm wondering if you guys have the same landmarks around Atlanta that Amanda and I came up with. So the other day, we're planning a vacation right now. We're heading on over to Portugal for Christmas, right? And I'm online and I'm looking at these videos and these Instagrammers. And what they like to do is tell you where you should go and the tourist traps that you should absolutely stay away from in different cities, right?
I appreciate people like this.
Me
so much.
Too, man. These videos, when you find them and you find an influencer or traveling, if that's your thing, or an influence in any area that really know what they're doing, man, hold on to them. Follow them, subscribe them, give them a buck.
You're doing the Lord's work.
So we started to ask ourselves the same question, that if we put together a video for Atlanta, people coming to Atlanta for the very first time, what are the quote-unquote tourist traps that you would tell them to stay away from? It's what they know about Atlanta, but you'd say not worth going to.
Oh, I hate to hate. I hate to hate. Varsity.
I sent a Varsity too. Tommy's going to run in here.
Oh, no.
Tommy's going to run in here. He loves that place.
That is the greasiest food known to man.
He's going
to
go through the door like the Kool-Aid dude.
Any minute. I've still never been there.
The Vart, don't.
Yeah. No?
Yeah. It's kind of a novelty, but
it is.
It's a regular hot dog, really, that you can get anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's more the experience of them like shouting at you.
What do you have? What do you have? Right. What do you have?
But quite honestly, it's not a quality hot dog.
Don't stand up to the hype.
I had a family member that was, they really wanted to go, so we went. And then all of us went multiple times afterwards when we got home to the bathroom because it is greasy.
I do say go once because it is an Atlanta tradition. But if someone's coming into town and they have limited amount of time, I'm not going to tell them to spend 45 minutes at Varsity.
No, I feel tourist like trap. We talked about all the good burger places last week. What's that gas station one? NFW Burger?
NFA?
NSFW Burger.
But that's a good one, you said.
Yes.
That's a really good one.
And it's like in a gas station in Dunwood. Yeah. Apparently it's
NFA.
NFA Burger. Yeah. Apparently it's the number one burger in Atlanta.
It's inside a Chevron.
Yes.
In Dunwoody.
All right. Mo, I know you only have experience in Sandy Springs.
I'm the tourist.
No. How long have you lived here?
We'll be 7 years. Going on 7 years. I don't venture out much.
That's
y'all. Fine.
And but what's been your best Atlanta moment as far as experiencing something in Atlanta, and then the least hype? Most hype, least hype Atlanta moments.
Most hype, I would say the Battery. I really enjoy the Battery.
Okay.
I go there quite often. I go there all the time.
I think that would be good advice for somebody to come into town also, because you got the stadium right there, but you also have, I mean, there's great pizza in there. Antico's is in there, which I would tell somebody to go to. Great burger joints in there also. That's a good one.
It's a great one. Lee's type? Probably Piedmont Park.
Piedmont Park.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a park.
Because he's from New York.
I'm from New York.
He's got Central Park.
Don't do it for
me. That's the same person who designed Central Park did Piedmont Park.
Yeah, well, they
put a little more love
in it.
Like, having been to both multiple times, it's hard to compare those
two. They must have been on a deadline with Atlanta then. Yeah. And they were rushing it. Compared to Central Park.
For sure, yes.
I will double down in the same sort of area. Centennial Olympic Park. Mm-hmm. Why would you head on out there? There's just not.
If you want to walk through it to get to the College Football Hall of Fame, to the Coca-Cola Museum or the aquarium, all right, yeah, walk through it.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there because Amanda and I both agreed on this one also. That's a tourist trap. I hate to say it, especially because you're in Atlanta, but the Coca-Cola Museum?
Okay, yeah. that was mine.
Come on, man.
I feel like when you come to a city, you have to go to the places that are only in that city. And as a Floridian, I've been to the World of Coke in Epcot one too many times. You don't need to go in Atlanta. It's a bunch of Cokes that taste a little off. It's a little weird.
I've been here 13 years. Have never once stepped foot into the World of Coke.
Yeah, I like the World of Coke.
To each their own.
Again, like, if you're going to be in Atlanta and you have a weekend or 4 days, I'm not telling somebody to spend an hour at the World of Coke when there's so many. Go to the Beltline.
Yeah.
That's like the best Atlanta has to offer right there.
I feel like the places that you think are going to be a tourist trap in Atlanta are the best places in Atlanta, because I would have thought the Battery would have been like a miserable tourist place, too crowded. It is the most lit place in Atlanta. The Ponce City Market, I thought was going to be a tourist trap. Mm-hmm. Ponce City Market's incredible. The Beltline's awesome. So all the places that you think are going to be bad are probably the good places.
All right. Another, like, and I don't know if this is still a thing or not. All I know is when I was in college at the University of Kentucky, we would always come to Atlanta for like SEC tournaments, et cetera. We came here often for good nights out, right? That's when Buckhead was like the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also the thing was Lenox Mall. Yeah. We had never seen a mall like that, and we were so...
Yeah.
But now, having lived here, I'm like, yeah, no, I don't get that.
Yeah, but right. For a couple of reasons, right.
I went recently. You feel hella safe because there are so many cops.
So many police.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why I probably wouldn't go, because it needs so many police. And I also don't want to go to a mall where I have to go through a metal detector.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to be there if I have to go through a metal detector, man.
That's just me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Another one that just popped into my mind is, yes, Kristen is absolutely right. Abby, this is way before your time, but Buckhead was lit. And I've told you about it before, like every Friday and Saturday night, they would close the streets off in Buckhead. They would have thousands of people out there. It was like every night was New Year's Eve.
It was so much fun.
It was going off from one bar to the next bar. So much excitement, so much electricity. And then things happened in the city, a murder during a Super Bowl, and that kind of turned people off to it. And then all kind of the blue hairs around Buckhead are like, look, everybody's leaving trash around the neighborhood. So they shut Buckhead down. Then
they bulldozed it.
They literally
flattened it, and it took forever to get rebuilt. Because when I moved here, like a majority of like where Buckhead Village and stuff like that, it was just a construction zone with cranes that sat there for years.
Yeah, they started constructing all these buildings, but then the economy dropped out, and all those cranes and half buildings sat there for years and years and years. But the point I'm making here is that what they replaced it with is the streets of Buckhead, right? Which is like this high fashion. They were calling it the Rodeo Drive of Atlanta. And for me, it's a damn tourist attraction. I wouldn't go to. I wouldn't tell people to go there, man.
I wouldn't. As far as shopping. However, there's really good restaurants there.
The restaurants there are really good. And it's so cute, especially lit up during Christmas.
Yeah, like Southern Gentleman and...
Yuppa's one of my favorite spots.
Gypsy
Kitchen is pretty good.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Where did we go eat? Carmel?
Lake Carmel.
Carmel was excellent. Mm-hmm. And Lake Colonial?
It just feels to me like you can get that kind of experience experience in any, it's not like a uniquely Atlanta it's experience. Not so if you're going to spend like 3 days here, I wouldn't recommend that place either. But I think the Varsity is number one on everybody's list. except Tommy, who might be the most credible in this
unless
area.
Unless you need to cleanse your colon.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So we had to call Santa on this one and call a six-year-old because this kid recently, if he was on the nice list, certainly got onto the naughty list very, very quickly a couple of days ago here. So in our Santa Scared Straight today, it's little six-year-old Reed just got in a fight in school like yesterday. And he received an out-of-school suspension for a six-year-old?
But maybe he was defending a friend's honor.
Or maybe he just shanked another kid.
Oh.
All right, so it was time for us to call Santa and go, Santa, I know you're busy, but this one is important here. Can you call Reed and get him off of the naughty list and try to get him back on the nice list? Is Santa Scared Straight?
Hello?
It's Santa. Is Reed around?
Hold on. Yep, let me get him. He's right here.
Hi.
Hi, Reed. Merry Christmas. I'm calling a few choice boys and girls around the world who, let's just say they're in danger of maybe landing on the naughty list, and I don't want that to happen to you, okay?
Okay.
I'm holding in my hands here a report from Chippy and Butter. Who's Chippy and Butter?
Elves.
Yes, you're elves. And you know, they send me daily reports on you guys. You and your sister Audrey and your brother Ryder.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go over a few things on today's report, okay?
Okay.
If you were an elf, you know what your elf name would be?
What?
Trickster. Trickster the elf. Because that's what you are. A little trickster.
What do you mean a trickster?
You know, Santa has Santa vision. These are little cameras all over the world. I can see everything happening. I can watch it on my Santa DVR anytime I like. So I'm looking at you, waiting in line. You stick your foot out and you tripped a little girl.
Yes.
Why did you trip the little girl?
I don't know.
It also seems you received in-school suspension for that little foot trip, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Santa's experience when little boys trip little girls, you know what that usually means?
No, I don't.
It means usually that the little boy likes the little girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the case here?
Yes.
I don't think tripping is going to get you there, okay?
Okay.
Little girls like sweet boys, okay? Maybe bring her some flowers or, you know, do something nice for her.
No way.
No way? Why not? I thought you said you liked her.
No, I don't.
Oh, that's not what you said a minute ago. You know, your whole tripping incident, you know what it reminds me of?
No.
It reminds me of a couple of elves here at the North Pole. You know, there's a little boy elf. His name is Jazzy Twinkleton. He was tripping up a little elf girl, Snickerdoodle Sleddingham. And you know what happened after he started tripping her up? You know what happened eventually?
No.
They're married.
No way.
Yep. They now have the little pitter-patter of little elf feet. You know what that means?
No.
They had a little elf baby.
Gross.
And you know where it all started from, don't you?
No way.
Uh-huh. Tripping. So think about that the next time you want to go trip a little girl, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, let's talk about today in recess. What happened?
Me and another boy were fighting.
Why were you fighting?
I was trying to score and he was on the other team.
What were you guys playing?
Soccer.
Ooh, that could be a rough one. What happened? You guys broke out into a fight?
Yeah.
Before, when you tripped the little girl, you got in-school suspension. What did you receive today?
out-of school suspension.
Oh, out-of school suspension. So you don't go to school tomorrow?
Yeah.
Ooh, what are you going to do all day?
Homework.
Okay, well, speaking of fighting, can't let this one go.
Okay.
Your brother Ryder, you guys like to, as we call it in the North Pole, rough house with each other.
Yeah.
You guys think you're a couple of WWE wrestlers, don't you?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
John Cena.
John Cena. You know, John Cena is an American hero. I don't know if you know that.
He's my hero.
So, I'm looking at video of you and Ryder, and it looks like Ryder is choking you out. Is that what he's doing?
No.
Looks like to me he's getting the better of you.
He's bigger.
That may not always be the case.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I see you, Ryder. Now I'm looking at video, and Ryder, you put your brother Reed, his head between your legs.
Yeah.
Ryder, you there?
Yeah.
You as the older brother, tell me, when you have his head between your legs, you ever just let one go?
No.
The elves have wrestling matches, and they call that move the fart knocker.
That's great.
All right. Reed, all right, back to you. Let's talk a little bit about some of these things that are coming out of your mouth, all right? What is giat? Am I even saying it right?
Yeah.
Giat? What does that mean?
Big butt.
Big butt. You know, Mrs. Claus has a giat. It looks like I'm seeing you on video coming up behind your mom and slapping her on the giat. Is that you?
Yes.
All right, well, keep your hands to yourselves. You know, playing around with mom, that's one thing. You're not doing that to anybody else, are you?
No.
All right, well, keep your hands to yourself and limit the giats, okay? All right, how about the skibbity riz? Tell me about that. What does that mean?
I don't know.
It means someone good at picking up women.
No.
Yes, that's, I'm telling you. The elves, put every year they put together a dictionary for me with all the new words, and that's what it means.
Gross.
Well, if you can do all of the things we talked about, or, you know, not do the things we talked about between now and Christmas, I think you're going to be okay for the nice list, okay?
Okay. Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Reed and Ryder. All right. I got to go, okay?
Bye, Santa.
Bye.
Okay. I know we were talking about Reed tripping a lot of people, but I think Santa was tripping.
Yeah.
In that segment right there. Right. You got a kid that you need to get on the nice list, hit us up at thebertshow.com.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.